This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The United Nations says there is little willingness from Israel to open additional crossings to bring aid to Gaza. It comes as the US is set to build a temporary port to deliver aid to the Strip. The UN has warned that at least 500,000 people there are on the brink of famine.
At the moment, the Israeli cabinet has additional crossings. It's fairly factual. And we need more of those. It's been made very clear to me from the outset that there is little willingness, there is concern, as it's stated, over domestic sensitivities when crossings were to open. You've seen sometimes the demonstrations. But in the absence of a deal concerning the hostages, we so far do not get the impression there is a willingness to do more.
Well, let's bring in Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, who is the founder, as you know, of Gift of the Givers. Dr. Suleiman, thanks very much for joining us. I know you had to cut short a different meeting to be with us on Daytime Update this afternoon. We appreciate it. It's strange now to hear the U.S. and Joe Biden in particular very much changing tack on Israel and the conflict in Gaza and the humanitarian crisis in the Gaza Strip. Joe Biden, in his State of the Union address, calling the situation in Gaza gut-wrenching and now promising to send more aid.
Well, Michelle, you know what? To me, it's ironical. Secondly, it's deceptive. Thirdly, it's playing to the gallery. And fourthly, it's the usual lies, what America is so used to doing. All it needs, that same government that's talking about getting aid into Gaza, it's the same government that has vetoed so many resolutions on a ceasefire. The issue is not about getting aid in. Aid can get in through many channels. The issue is about a ceasefire to allow the aid to get in. Because even if the aid gets in, 1 million trucks can get inside Gaza. The roads are not passable. There's no water to cook. There's no electricity. The people are not safe. You can't move the food to the different areas. So it might as well just take the food and dump it in some corner of Gaza. It's not going to make any difference. It requires a comprehensive approach. And the only way that can be done is to be bring in an extended or a permanent ceasefire. And instead of calling for a port, which we know.
All right, we do apologize. We seem to have lost our connection there to Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. We're going to try and get him back while we show you these visuals of what's unfolded over the past many months in the Gaza Strip. This offensive by the Israeli military leading to the death of over 30,000 people, the vast majority of those women and children, and countless more people have been injured as well. Dr. Suleiman, we apologize. We seem to have lost you for just a moment there. But you talk about this deceptive nature of what the U.S. President has now announced with the building of this port on the Gaza Strip. And perhaps part of why you're saying that, Dr. Suleiman, is because the very same country who is now pledging more support is also the same country that's sending most of the weapons that are being used by Israel in this so-called military offensive.
Isn't it ironic to say, you know what, here's some food and then we'll kill you after that. That's basically what it means. Eat well, sleep well, and then we'll bomb you tonight with the same material. We'll send weapons to the one side and we'll send food to the other side. That's exactly what it means. How long will it take to put that port up? Exactly. And then they say they won't put their soldiers on the ground to appease their own public opinion. The trucks have been going in for years into Gaza. We can put in 900 trucks a day into Gaza. All they have to call back is to tell Israel, stop being a terrorist state, stop being a rogue state, listen to the ICJ, listen to the UN, go back, America be brave, go back to the UN Security Council and say, we declare a ceasefire. Reverse all the things that you've done for the last 150 days in opposition to those poor people in Palestine. Mm. We don't need your ports.
Right.
We've got enough people, enough supplies to send food into Gaza, open the roads and stop the firing.
Absolutely. 20 children, Dr. Suleiman, have died as a result of a famine in Gaza. People are starving to death, quite literally, in Gaza.
Much more than that, Prithisha.
Yeah?
It's much more higher than that. The figures are much higher than that. And it's not only children. It's all people who are immunocompromised, who have disease patterns, who cannot eat, who require medication and require food for that medication. It's old people that's also dying. It's not only children. Mm. And of course, remember, they've got diarrhea. They've got respiratory diseases. And those compound situation in the absence of food. So the figures are much higher than we actually know.
Mm. Yeah, those are only the official numbers. You talk about vetoing UN Security Council resolutions, calls by the UN for aid to enter the Gaza Strip. Doctors Without Borders spoke to us just some weeks ago, and only for the second time in their history has that organization called for a ceasefire in Gaza. The question is, what is it going to take, Dr. Suleiman?
The Americans have the power and the influence to do that. They have been supporting Israel, and they can clearly say, we're not going to send you anymore. And of course, the UK is complicit too, and so is Germany, and so is so many other countries. Mm. All those countries have to say, sorry, no more money, no more weapons, no more killing. Go to the Security Council, go to the United Nations, a unanimous vote to say we want a ceasefire, and then spend boots on the ground. You invaded Iraq without getting permission from the entire world, and you just did what you wanted to do. You do, the big powers do what they want, whenever they want. So do the same thing now for Israel. Mm. With your ally. Put the boots on the ground, send your soldiers in, protect the trucks, the convoy's going. You don't need to build a port.
Yeah.
You don't need to bring in supplies. There's millions of people waiting to put supplies into Gaza. All we need is that ceasefire, the clear road, and you don't bomb people when they go and get flour. You don't shoot them with tanks and snipers. You get out Israel's withdrawal completely from Gaza and allow the trucks to go in. And United Nations can send in troops like they've done in so many different wars. What's different now, and why can't it be done now?
Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman is the founder of Give to the Givers. Dr. Suleiman, thanks as always for joining us this afternoon. The dichotomy of building this port to provide aid to Gaza while also maintaining a weapons supply to Israel just boggles the mind.